The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
The Balls and Strikes podcast is brought to you by Elkhorn Training Camp. Let's have some fun and play ball. Here's your host, Tom Oldham.
All right, welcome back to the Balls and Strikes podcast. Today we are going to be talking pitching at the youth level, probably because we like to talk about pitching. We're probably going to talk about at the high school, college level as well. But I am joined once again by Coach Alex Hale and Coach John Altman. Guys, thanks for joining today.
You bet.
Thanks for having us.
So one of the things that I want to really start to get into is, you know, we're approaching where teams are really starting to get together for practices and getting ready for next season. So let's start at the youth level. Let's say it's, you know, the first, you know, first five practices with your team in the winter after the new year, where should pitchers be at in terms of throwing and pitching specifically? Youth level.
Have they haven't thrown at all? Like they're just starting?
Yeah, let's say that they're, well, let's do it in different categories because we know that there are different categories, right? Let's say the guy who has not thrown a baseball yet, but it's your first team practice. And I would say that's the small majority or the small minority right now in today's game.
Yeah. So I think one thing coaches have to be aware of is like throws are throws. So whether you're throwing on a mound, let's say you haven't thrown at all. And let's say you're throwing on a mound or you're taking balls at shortstop and you're throwing them across the diamond. Those should still count in my opinion. Especially at the youth level, young, really at any level. And so just being aware of that, you know, maybe your first five practices, you have guys that haven't thrown much. They probably don't need to get off a mound yet. You know, they'll get plenty of on-ramp just by warming up and playing catch, fielding their ground balls, throwing across the infield, throwing from the outfield, and that sort of thing. So it probably would take a couple weeks before they need to get to a mound. You know, maybe you could do like some real basic flat ground stuff where you have some kids that are unfamiliar with pitching and you're trying to teach them like the basics of the windup or the stretch. You don't have to do that on the mound. You can do that in a flat ground with partner, in a partner catch type situation. So I think you just have to be really aware of how much they've thrown coming in and then building up to that mound work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's say that they have been training. Let's say they've been training, you know, 3 to 4 months before the start of the new year. And now they're joining the team. How are you getting them ready for the season? Let's say the opening day is April 1st.
Yeah, I still like to build slowly. So let's say they've been thrown off a mound, you know, once a week with their personal instructor. Let's say they've been coming to me or Alex or you, and then now they're starting team practices. Okay, A, I have to ask myself, are they still going to that pitching instructor? Because a lot of times guys will continue to throw with their guy, with their other guy. And I think youth coaches have to respect, if they're going to do that, that's fine. But then I need to tailor the amount of throwing that I do, you know, to make sure that I'm not overthrowing them. So, you know, maybe through the month of January, I'm still not having them get off a mound, knowing that they're going to get their pitching work in when they go to DV or ETC. Mm-hmm. And maybe even February, because if the game doesn't start till April 1st, I mean, we still have, you know, you still have all of March to get them ready. So maybe, you know, middle of February now, we're starting to add in some additional pitching work on the side to add some volume. You know, maybe if we're throwing some live ABs, you know, I'm trying to figure out when is their other throwing session. So maybe they're throwing on Monday. Okay, Thursday or Friday, we can get some extra mound work in. You know, and I'm just started slowly adding in volume. So maybe I'm starting with a short box where the catcher's a little closer. And then, you know, over the span of a couple of weeks now, I'm throwing a second full bullpen. You know, and I'm just trying to slowly build their volume so that way their workload tolerance is high enough to meet the demands of the season. You know, and even at April 1st, you still got to think about, okay, how many pitches do they really need to be throwing by April 1st? Because the season's going to go on until the 4th of July or however long it goes, you know? So maybe my goal is to just get them to the ability to throw 45 pitches on April 1st. You know, so then you kind of got to work backwards from there. You know, I want them to be at, you know, maybe I think a good rule is maybe add 10% every week, you know. And so if I want them at 45 pitches on April 1st, the week before that, maybe they're at, you know, 35. And then the week before that, they're at 30. So you can kind of start to build out an idea of about how much they should be at. They don't need to go throw 60-pitch bullpens, you know, in January. It just doesn't make sense, you know, especially with all the other things. Who knows? Maybe they're playing basketball. Maybe they're going to a football guy, you know. Maybe they're a quarterback on the football team and they're doing some throwing with this guy. I mean, throws are throws and workload is workload. So you got to just really be aware of all of those things when you're kind of developing a plan. And I would always like to err on the side of caution and just take it easy. You'll be fine. You know, you want to be at your best at the end of the season. You know, you don't need to be at your best April 1st. So those are just some considerations I like to make.
Yeah, exactly. And so, Alex, I'm going to jump over to you for the high school pitcher getting ready for. So tryouts in Nebraska are going to be that last week in February. Mm-hmm. I believe it starts the 28th.
Yep.
So how do you get ready as a pitcher? Where should you be at on February 28th?
I think part of it depends on your situation. Are you trying to make the team or are you going to be their number one guy? If you're a guy who's playing at the next level, you've probably been, you know, in the gym, you've been working out, you've been doing stuff like that. If you're a freshman who's been playing football and then you went straight into basketball and now you're trying to make the baseball team, you need to start, one, you need to start throwing sooner than later because, like we've talked about, if you just try to crank it up, you're going to be in trouble. But you also want to let your body get used to it. So I think now is when you start to get your band work in, you start to play some catch, go through your mechanics, really get your body ready to throw, because that's going to be the big adjustment for high school guys. Is they've been, if they have been lifting and training for the season, they got to get back in baseball shape. Well, baseball shape's not the same as lifting shape. And so you've been in the weight room, you get tight. Well, you got to loosen back up as you go to throw. And so you're going to start off not throwing as hard as you did the year before. Another thing I remind guys of is you don't throw as hard as the hardest you threw last year, which is always like, you don't remember the medium days. You don't remember when you were,
right.
You know, if you topped out at 87, 88 one time, in your mind, you were almost 89. So you might have even said, yeah, I hit 89. Well, you don't throw 89, but when you have been thinking about it these last 6 months or 4 months, you've thrown 89. So now you go out first day and you hit 79 or 80 and you're like, oh my gosh, I've been lifting. I've been doing all this stuff. It's like, well, buddy, you were sitting 83 most of the time last year and you've just been lifting the last 3 months, so you're still getting into baseball shape. You're still getting flexible. That's not something that should freak you out. Probably should turn off the radar gun your first bullpen too. So let yourself get warmed up into the season. You'll see as you get through January into February, you'll want to be throwing competitive pitches 2 to 3 weeks before you get into, you know, the tryout. So if you're going to try to make the team as a pitcher, you need to have hitters stand in, which as a high school kid can be nerve-wracking because then you find out whether or not, you know, can guys hit me or not. So start with a hitter standing in. Start with, you know, you get onto the mound, throw a couple times off a mound, then have a hitter stand in. Then after doing that a couple times, then maybe have a hitter swing. But I would really err on the side of caution as far as making sure you're getting command of all your pitches, making sure you're throwing for a couple weeks before you really get up onto a mound. You need to have a ton of throws under your belt, flat ground, before you even step on a mound. And you're going to be in better shape waiting to get on a mound than you will rushing it. And so getting into the season,
absolutely.
Starting sooner than later with throwing, not with getting on a mound.
Yeah, I think a really good rule of thumb that I've heard before is the number of weeks you take off is the number of weeks you should use to get yourself ramped back up, mm-hmm. up until 6 weeks. So like if I've taken a couple months off, give yourself 6 solid weeks of work to get yourself up to max effort. If you've taken 2 weeks off, give yourself 2 weeks on the back end to get yourself ramped back up to max effort. So really just a helpful way to think about it is just to work backwards. Where do you want your pitchers to be on that first game? So let's say we want our guys to be able to throw 60 pitches the first game of the spring season. Okay, then work backwards to where you want them to be by tryouts, and then work backwards from there what you need them to be ready, you know, up to that point, and then work backwards another 6 weeks to get them ramped up to the mound. And so if you kind of start with the end in mind and then go from there, that really helps. Everything kind of falls into place pretty quickly. You just have to have like take the time and be organized, understand where they're starting in order to figure out, you know, what each player needs in order to be ready.
Coaches, I hope this has helped you understand how to prepare your pitchers for the spring, not only at the youth level, but at the high school level. And pitchers, if you're listening and you have some questions, do not hesitate to reach out to us. We would love to talk to you more about this. Alex, John, thanks again, guys, for joining.
You bet. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And hope you will listen to the next episode of the Bullets and Strikes podcast. Have a great week.
A Kodak Media Production.